Okay, well, we've gotten off to a start here on Tennessee, and then today's a good day with the players not in here to kind of go back over everything, our game plans and some corrections from practice on Friday and Sunday and Monday, and just try to tighten things up a little bit. We've got a few new people on the roster. Give us a chance to catch up with some of them, assignment-wise, terminology, and things like that. So we're moving along, and I look forward to getting back out there tomorrow and putting the finishing touches on and be ready to go on Sunday.
Bill, I was curious, with Chris Palmer, the Titans offensive coordinator, a coach that you were on the same staff as him, if I recall, back in 96 with the Pats. What imprint do you see him putting on the Titans offense?
Right, Chris and I were together that year because I was coaching the secondary and he was coaching the quarterbacks, and so a lot of the passing drills and so forth, we worked with each other setting things up and just opposite sides of the ball, especially through training camp and some of the individual drills there during the season. Chris has a real good grasp of the passing game, as well as overall offensively. They definitely have elements of the four wide receiver run and shoot type of offense in their system. And with Cook as the tight end, he's really flexed out a lot, played a lot like a receiver in that type of offense, although they have versatility with him because he doesn't have to be flexed out. He could be in the backfield protection or on the line in his normal tight end position. And that. So they have a good scheme. They definitely try to take advantage of where the defense is weak, and they do that by trying to read the coverage pre-snap, but also have the receivers adjust their route after the snap based on what defense you're in. So they're always kind of attacking your weakness defensively, so that'll be a big challenge for us to be able to make sure that when we, whatever coverage we're in, we know they're going to the softer spot in the coverage, that we're able to keep those things tightened up. But Chris is a smart guy, and he does a real good job offensively and with the passing game.
I'm wondering, about Asante Shanko. Do you foresee him? I know you're not going to get in depth on it, but how long before he'll probably be able to be an active participant?
We're just taking it day to day.
And maybe a related question, do you have any plans today of making the move with that IR exemption rule kicks in today?
Well, whenever we make any roster moves, we'll make sure that you get that released as quickly as we make them.
Awesome.
Bill, you talked about him a little bit yesterday, specifically mentioning his speed. And Chris Johnson maybe didn't have the 2011 as he did the 2010, but what kind of challenges does he present for your defense, and what kind of skills does he bring to the table?
Oh, well, it's a huge challenge. His production speaks for itself. He's really an outstanding player with the ball in his hands, passing game, the running game, inside runs, outside runs, draws, screens. Everybody's at the point of attack because he has the speed to start one way and go the other and to get back to the cutback, backside defense, or bounce out in either direction. So really everybody's at the point of attack when he has the ball. It's a big challenge for our defense. He's very dangerous. There was a bunch of 50-plus yard touchdowns. I think he's had like 4 touchdowns over 75 yards or 80 yards, something like that. So whenever he gets the ball anywhere on the field, he's just one play away from the end zone. So everybody's got to be ready and do their job and make sure that no matter where he hits it, we've got to defend it because he can attack anywhere on the field.
With such unique speed and cutback ability, is this a week that maybe more so than others you're reminding your guys, even if they're away from the play or on the backside, that stay home because this guy could pop back into your area on a moment's notice?
Yeah, absolutely. Just what we just said, everybody's at the point of attack, and all 11 guys have to be ready to defend him when he's got the ball because he's capable of getting anywhere. And even if we're there, you still got to tackle him. He's not only an old fastback, but he's elusive, shifty, and has a good vision. Big time home run threat every time he touches the ball.
Phil, does Greg Salas have any special teams experience outside of punt return? Is that something you've seen him do with coverage units or anything else on special teams?
It's been limited, but, you know, he's got good size. And it's physically, he's got a good makeup to be able to compete in the kicking game from a size, speed, athletic standpoint. And then, as you mentioned, has had some experience in the return game.
That's something maybe you look for when you get into third, fourth, fifth, whatever he's going to be, wide receiver, is somebody who maybe gives you value on a special teams unit as well.
Well, of course, it's always a plus. You know, the more versatility the player has, the more things he can do, the more value he has to our football team and to himself in terms of the roster spots, playing time, and so forth. So, that's all. It's always good to have it. Some players don't have it, and they're good at the position that they play or the things that they do, and that's great because we need that too. But players that have versatility and can do multiple things, and particularly do them at a good level, just add a lot of value to our team and to themselves.
Bill, Michael Griffin, what are some of his challenges that he presents to you back there at safety for the Titans?
I think, you know, Griffin's one of the better safeties in the league, has been very consistent back there in the bowl. He's very athletic for a safety, runs well, has good quickness, can match up in man coverage, has range, and can cover a lot of ground in the deep part of the field in zone coverage. He's smart. He anticipates things well, route combinations and things like that. He's been used both in the deep part of the field as free safety, and then this year they've played him more in the strong safety type position. But again, sometimes he's back, sometimes he's closer to the line. He'll do both, and has done both from either spot. So you never know exactly where he's going to be. But he's one of those versatile guys that can play well away from the scrimmage and play well closer to the line in terms of support, matching tight ends in coverage and beating the quarterback on the underneath combination routes and zone coverage and so forth. So he's a very good player, versatile player, and he's been done it now for a while, so he's experienced, but he's still a fairly young guy. And he's got good experience. He's kind of right there at the prime of his career, and he's a better safety in the league.
What are your thoughts on Kendall Wright in terms of what he adds, in terms of what challenges he presents to a defense at receiver for the Titans?
Who is that, Mike? I didn't hear the name.
Kendall. I was talking about the first-round pick.
Kendall Wright, yeah.
Curious, what's your thoughts on him in terms of the challenges he presents?
Well, he was, he was a very productive player in college. He was used in different ways. They moved him around some. He played a lot outside, but they also used him in the slot as well. He's got good speed. He can get down the field vertically on seam routes, go routes, things like that. They also threw him a lot of slip screens in college, catch and run type plays, and he's had some of those with the Titans as well, so he has good ball skills, good ability to run after the catch. He's a 200-pound guy. I mean, he's a pretty solid guy. That's big, that can run. Not big, but, he's got good size. He can run. He can make plays with the ball in his hands after the catch. And he's been a very productive player. He's already had good production in preseason and had good production in college, so he kind of finds a way to get open. Obviously, quarterbacks have confidence in terms of getting the ball, and the coaches do, and some of the plays they design for him. So he's sure they're happy with him. He's been a good addition to their team, and know, looks like he's going to, you know, say good football player.
Take a final question.
What do you see from McCarthy, the linebacker for them? It seems like he sort of quickly emerged into a leadership role or maybe a full-time role for them there.
Yeah, I'd say he's definitely, McCarthy's definitely a full-time guy for him. He's, again, does a lot of things for him. He plays a decent amount in the deep part of the field in their two Tampa scheme as the middle linebacker, where he's, you know, running deep with those vertical routes down the middle and things like that. And of course, he's involved in the running game, the line of scrimmage, you know, mixing it up inside, picking on centers and guards and fullbacks and all that. So he's got a good set of skills. I think he's very instinctive and adept at pass coverage. Seems to have a real good feel for route combinations, recognizing what the quarterback's trying to, where the quarterback's trying to go with the ball. He anticipates well, gets a good break on the balls. He's had his hands on a number of balls, interceptions, run one back for a touchdown against Arizona. He's definitely on film, looks like he's the leader of the defense in terms of signal callers and making adjustments and checks and that kind of thing. You kind of see the other guys looking at him. And you also see him kind of take control of the situation. He's a guy that has really, you know, come on quickly and has done a good job in all phases of the game, the running game, zone defense, man-to-man defense. He makes plays up inside, you know, against big people in the running game in the middle of the line, and he can get to the sideline and get outside on the perimeter plays and be a factor on those, and the screen passes and wide routes outside. He's got good, can run well and gets outside into the play. So it's good, real good football player. He's coming on quickly and looks like he's, you know, a real good middle linebacker.